So
You didn't like
I liked
it?
it. We'll get to it. We'll get to it.
Okay.
So, hello everyone. Welcome to the Toddcast. It is Ghost Machine Week, which means all the Ghost Machine books started coming out.
Yep.
And I'm going to be talking about them in a little bit. Well, at least two out of the three. We want to just briefly say something about the elephant in the room, mostly because so as many of we lost Ed Pisker this week. We are not going to talk about it because I personally have lost a couple people in the same manner the last couple years, and I am not in a good headspace to discuss that further. So all we are going to say about that is, if you are hurting, if you need help, please, please, please call 988, talk to the crisis hotline. It has literally saved coworkers, friends, family for me, and it's hard, and that is where I'm at with it. Now we're done talking about it, because if not, I'm gonna go into this giant rant, and I don't really wanna do that and eat up the entire podcast. So please go get help if you need it. That's where we're gonna end on that one. Okay. Now that we've brought the downer, let's go back to the upper. So this Saturday, Pittsburgh Mills, anniversary sale. Giant dollar room with 30,000 individual books for a buck piece, now 50 cents a piece for that day. It's gonna be a good time. And then immediately on Sunday, we have another new, probably, I don't know, probably 10,000 new books for you to shop at a buck a piece, but you can't shop them until Sunday. So sorry. They're just brand new, and we don't want to mix them with the older stuff. So come blow through some of our older stuff. And there is a little bit of newer stuff in there, but not a lot. But anyway, half off books. We know you love them. We know you do. So come and dig. It'll be a good time. We are swiftly coming up on Free Comic Book Day. It's a month from today. So, make sure you come out for a free comic day. We're gonna have some cosplayers at a bunch of the stores. Very specifically, we're going to have the band Anime Night at Pittsburgh Mills at 4 o'clock to do an acoustic free concert in the game room. So make sure you guys come out and check that out. It's gonna be a lot of fun. They're a great band out of Pittsburgh that does anime covers, so anime song covers, which is awesome. So make sure you check that out. And we are also just under 2 months away from Three Rivers Comic Con 2024, and I still have some people to announce. It's crazy. So crazy,
You
so
did tell me
crazy.
you t did tell me the one that was a nice surprise, and that Todd was actually down for.
Oh yeah, by the way, that fell through. That didn't happen.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, he was. He agreed too early and then realized that he double booked himself. So, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a bummer. So, I was very, very sad about it.
Oh.
Someday I'll tell everyone who that was. But Trish's book, Feral, came out last week. It's been doing great. I talked to her last night about it. She's doing well with it. Everything's great. So, and then don't forget also, we have the and or the warehouse sale the last weekend of this month. So if you want to shop a astronomical amount of dollar books, come up for the 3 days. I will be there two out of the three. It will be a excellently fun time. I promise you a good time on it. So that's pretty much all that. So we can talk nerd news, or we can talk comics and then nerd news, and then we'll talk about X-Men 97's episode this week.
Well, let's do Nerd News first, because that's also kind of an elephant in the room. It's like I told you earlier before we started that my reviews are going to be super short today this week, guys. Just not enough time, and the books that I did like peruse through did not thrill me. So this is going to be a second week in a row that I'm going to have some really bad reviews on this. So I'd rather talk about something that's a little bit more positive. Like, other than, oh, also, shout out to the Pirates. Awesome start since 1983. So that's pretty good. If they didn't, if it wasn't for bad umpire and awful weather, they would have won yesterday too. So
Yeah, I mean, I'm betting that's why my ride home sucks so bad. So, all right. So, all right, we're gonna talk now about the casting of Julia Gardner as Shala Ball,
There you go.
the Silver Surfer, the female Silver Surfer, who is also that is also the wife of Norn Rad, right?
Yes.
If I remember correctly, that if I remember correctly, like she was like technically she was the second Silver Surfer, though, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. She was the only other silver surfer. Like they all the other Galactus
Heralds.
heralds were all different, like different colors, different
Right. Well, there was Fire
physical
Lord,
appearance.
and then there was the dude with the big axe. I can't remember his name. There was
There was a female fire.
Frankie.
There was a female
Yeah.
fire lord-ish type one
The
on as
female Human
well.
Torch, Frankie something, who was that was Johnny Storm's girlfriend, who ended up become like being like, no, it's cool, I'll do it, it's fine, I'll just become the Herald of Galactus. It's cool, sorry Johnny, but
I'm
yeah,
gonna go see the world.
I'm gonna go
Or
see
see
the
the galaxy.
universe, I'm gonna go see the galaxy. I'm like, man, Galactus is hung. Hold on. Wait, what?
Well, it,
We know
again,
how
but
she is.
we're pointing out the different heralds of Galactus. It's like for those who are again neck beard redneck gatekeeping comic book dudes, please stop. Do your research before you get on the internet and just explode with negativity and sounding like a complete ignoramus. Like do the
Well,
research, then be
so
upset if you want to.
So I think it's
But
click. I think it's very specifically clickbaity, right? But, because like when I was on Twitter last night, like I was just scrolling, doom scrolling as I do, and there were at least four major artists who shared it and went, "Well, that's not right." And then like all the comments underneath were like, no, she's Shala Ball. And then they're like, oh, my bad. Well, why didn't they put that in the headline? And why didn't they use her picture, because like it's
Well,
hold on.
first and foremost, the Fantastic Four movie that they're going to present us is not 616 Fantastic Four. So let's get that straight. It is an alternative version of Fantastic Four. So right there, that should end all the controversy or all the BS, right? If it's an alternative, there is always going to be something different. Always. There may be mostly similar, but there's going to be a lot of other things that are going to be different. So,
Yeah, I'm trying to find a picture of her as the Silver Surfer so I can show people like, hey, here she is as
she kind of looks like a machine girl or machine woman. She kind of looks like that Josta. She kind of looks like her, because
Oh yeah, kinda.
she has the two big large
Like the horns or
Yeah,
the she
hornish
has like a
antennae.
crown.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. All right,
It's
hold on. I found a picture.
very similar. Yeah. I mean, and if she looks like that, that's cool because it's, you know,
Right.
well, that's hers, the human part.
Oh yeah, sorry. But that's her,
Yeah.
like as his wife, so people can see
Yes.
it. Okay. Now let me find.
And that's 616 version now.
Yep.
We're saying that 616 main continuity, and
Yep,
then
yep, yep.
you know, because I think what her the this her Silver Surfer version was, which version of
Oh,
that
she
was?
does kind of look like Jocasta. You're right.
Yeah, it's
You're
I've seen
right.
the couple of the pictures. I was like, oh, that looks like her a lot, and I'm
It
like,
looks like
wow,
Jocasta,
yeah, I was like,
yeah.
huh. And the only
Come
reason I know
on.
Jocasta is from Marvel Zombies because they did
Oh,
Marvel
really?
Zombies. Yeah, I did not follow a lot of like Jocasta or Machine Man, but they did literally like two volumes of Marvel Zombies with him
So
and her in there. So.
it even says here, like in Earth X universe, she is
Universe.
actually one of the two Silver
Two
Surfers.
surfers.
So, but that's what she looks like. You're right. It's very Jocasta like.
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, that's a better picture of her than the other picture that I saw of her, which is by herself on without Norrin Rad holding her.
Oh,
So,
really?
yeah.
Yeah.
So, but
So I
it,
mean, I'm cool with it. Like, I don't
yeah.
care. Like, as
Yeah.
long as it's an actual character and you're not gender swapping just a gender swap.
Yeah.
Like
This,
there's
my
big
whole thing is
difference.
this character actually existed. They didn't have to do a gender swap. So there was
Right.
no point in it. So for those who
Especially if it's
are,
like if it's a different universe's surfer,
yes.
then who the hell cares?
Yeah. And
Right?
they even showed, I guess they leaked some of the what the background is going to be, or a new drop for Fantastic Four for 444. Is you
Mm.
see Johnny Storm on the poster or image, and then you see the
Oh, hold on.
background of New York,
Yeah, I
and
saw
that
that
is
on the
not New York
IMDb page.
City. That is not current New York City at all. So that you're getting something that's different. So
Yeah, hold on. That's actually right. 'Cause it's 4-4 day. Today is 4-4
yes.
day.
Yep.
So here is that part.
Yeah, because if
Which
you
I love
look,
it.
that looks like very Jetsons-esque background
Yeah.
there. That's
Yeah.
what that looks like to me. So
This to
this,
me looks like the Earth X world.
yes.
So I'm just gonna say that this is probably most likely in Earth X, like gonna take place on Earth X,
So
which I'm
for
fine
all,
with.
yeah,
Totally
I'm
cool.
cool with that. I like the Earth X universe. It's super interesting. It's been a while
Yep.
since I read it, but it's super interesting, and that's one of Alex Ross's best
Oh
works
yeah.
too, you know.
Now,
So
if they work it to where the Fantastic this whole movie takes place on Earth X, how I see this pan playing out is the Fantastic Four from there end up going into the negative zone or going through a rip into our world, and because they show up, then Norrin Rad shows up and they're like, who the hell are you?
right,
As in like you're a different surfer, right?
yeah.
So that's how I see that coming up. We will see though. We will see. It's
Yeah.
we got a whole year to find out. So
So
all right.
so we can calm down on the latest controversy of, you
Right.
know, the woke
Please
agenda
do your
by
research.
Disney,
Holy crap.
the
Yeah.
wokeness of Disney and Marvel, because again, please look up the definition of this word before you use it.
Right.
And please do your research. Google is your friend, you
Or like,
know,
I don't
use
know,
it as a tool, research tool.
maybe just, Google and see if it is. Now, because they said that's they specifically list her as that. They do not
Yes.
list her as Norrin Rad.
Yes.
So yeah. So we'll see. All right. Let's talk comics. My first book is Neil Before Zod, number six. Or four. Sorry, number four. So Ursa's dead. The baby insider's dead. He gives her a freaking Viking funeral at the beginning. He ships the bottle city of Kandor off in a ship, and it flies away, and his new planet blows up. He goes out to deal with the pirates that his son told he had that big weapon in, and he basically just annihilates the ship. That is pretty much the entire book in a nutshell. It is very fast. It is very action sequence. Like, there's a lot of action shots in this. I'm giving this book, oh man, I'm giving this book just breakfast potatoes. Okay, like a bait, like a giant helping of breakfast potatoes with hot sauce on.
So
Okay.
like the Taco Bell breakfast potatoes.
No. I mean, literally mean like a giant mountain of almost hash brown, right? Like, it's crunchy on the outside. It's got a little bit of flavor, but the inside is very bland. So like, because it's a lot of action, but not a lot of substance in this
Okay.
book, and that's why. That's the best way that I can make it into that specific thing. But I thought it was good. It's, like, it's not as good as Sinister Sons. It kind of reads a little clunky every once in a while, but it's, I think it's Joe Casey. It's the writer. And it might just be a, yeah, it's Joe Casey. It might just be a like a fluke. I don't know, but it was definitely the weakest, in my opinion, the weakest book of the series so far, but it's still pretty good. It's just, it felt very filler because it was just kind of like, oh, we're doing this thing. Okay. All right, your turn.
All right. D&D Ravenloft, The Caravan of Curses. I read this. It's a very thick book. For the $10, you get a lot in here. But basically, my sum of this, summing this up is this is basically D&D Tales from the Crypt style. So it's like
Nice.
there's this ancient lady that kind of looks like the Crypt Keeper.
Yeah.
And her whole job is like removing curses, but then you're hearing the backgrounds of curses. There's like three or four stories in here. Forgive me, my accuracy with these books like is going to be a little off because I was rushing trying to read some stuff and find things to read. Last week I had like 10 books. This week I literally had one book that I was actually interested in reading. So it's amazing how what one week does. Yeah, basically that's all it is. It's like different tales of, what you would find on Tales from the Crypt, except it's in the D&D universe.
Nice.
Like, it's the art was okay, but very not very detailed.
I
Like
mean,
I think they
okay
tried.
art, that's very IDW of you. So,
Yeah. Okay, art,
yeah.
No, like IDW on Turtles is awesome. IDW on almost everything else is either mediocre to bad in my
Right.
eyes. So it's I don't know if it's just not getting the artists. I don't know. But it was okay, but I'm gonna have to give this another like oatmeal, like with raisins. It's just it was very predictable. I'm reading it and I'm just like, oh, that's episode season one of Tales from the Crypt. It's just D&D characters instead of celebrities. That's all it is, you know? Like the old lady even cackles like the Crypt Keeper. So they didn't really make this like so not obvious. But it, hey, if you're into it and if you're part of the D&D, like their D&D universe, like I like the Saturday morning stuff was much better than this. The more current stuff seems very bad. So because this is like the third or fourth one that I've read that I have like within the last 6 months that are the current stuff, it's not fun. It's you know, if I want to read stuff like this, I'm like I'll just read the manuals because they're just as depressing. You know,
Ooh, rough.
it's
All right, so what's your rating on this thing? Like
like I said, this is like another like oatmeal. Like this is like oatmeal, but
cold
it's gonna
oatmeal
be
with no
this
berries,
is
so nothing.
dry oatmeal. Give me dry oatmeal,
Ooh.
like poorly like made. So it's kind of half made, half not. So you're getting
Yeah.
that dry oats, you know.
Ooh.
It's
Ooh.
yeah,
Gross.
I recommend it if you're a D&D collector and you this is your thing, go for it. But if you're not, I recommend staying away, especially for 10 bucks. That's a lot of money to spend on something like this.
Right.
So
Okay. My next book, this is my fucking book of the week right here. This Redcoat One by Jeff Johns and Brian Hitch. Andrew Curry, Brad Anders, Anderson, and Rob Lay. So this book is it's just awesome. So it's about a British soldier from from the Revolution. It starts off with this cool like so the Redcoats stop Paul Revere, and then all of a sudden John Hancock shows up and he brings this crazy like swarm of like demon flies and they kill all the Redcoats. And John Hancock's like, "How did you do that with fireflies?" And he's just like, "Magic of the founding fathers." I'm just like, okay. So then you fast forward a year to December 1776. And it's this like, with the one of the last redcoats, and he's hiding from all the colonials. He's hiding in this church, and these Freemasons are trying to make Ben Franklin immortal, through some kind of weird, crazy thing. And he kind of like falls out of the attic and gets hit by the ray that was supposed to hit Ben, which then turns this dude immortal. And he dies the first time, and then, it kicks up to 1892, and he's now a mercenary, and he's killed a bunch of people. And this guy that he killed his cousin wants to kill him, and he's just like, "No, not really." And he like jumps out the window, and he's still wearing his red coat, which is crazy in 1892. And then he runs into a very young Albert Einstein. Or sorry, he goes into a bar and talks to this girl about, or the waitress slash barkeep, tries to talk her into giving him food and drink, and she's like, "Yeah, sure." So she puts this lantern in the window, and it brings the guy that he killed the cousin of to come and beat him up again and try to kill him, and a big bar brawl rolls out, and they shoot him, and he wakes up again. Then when he wakes up, it's this little kid who is Albert Einstein. That's like, "You're the wizard, right? You're the wizard." And he's just like, "What?" And then when they when he gets him out of the hole, like the Freemason guys are there, but they're all dressed like almost like Klan members. Like they all have like red hoods on. So that part was a little disturbing. But But other than that, this book read really well. I like that it was sort of history, but sort of not,
It
and
sounds
sort of
very like
sci-fi.
Sleepy Hollow,
Yeah,
that
yeah,
show
yeah, yeah,
Sleepy
yeah, yeah,
Hollow.
yeah.
It sounds
It's
very much like that.
kind of got that vibe, right?
Yeah.
I enjoyed the shit out of this book, and I don't know why. I don't know if it was like just the masonry stuff, like the mason stuff, if it was the history stuff, if it was the supernatural stuff, or if you've ever seen the show Forever, like where the doctor from, I think he's actually also from like around the Civil War, he ends up like getting cursed or something, and he keeps dying, and every time he dies, he wakes up in the Hudson River, and like it's just real weird. And the guy who played Mr. Fantastic in the 2000s movies was the main character.
Huh.
Anyway, it was really good. Check this out if you haven't. It like I really, 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 really liked it. I'm giving this book, oh man,
What's
how
a
big
good
of a
British
breakfast,
breakfast?
right?
Was it what's that thing that they
Eggs
do that
Benedict.
they No, don't
Eggs
they do, what is it,
Benedict
the eggs
and an
in a
oysters.
basket, which is like the egg with the bread? They cut the
No,
middle of the.
that's Eggs Benedict. Like
Is
when
it
you have
egg?
like a piece of toast with like a fried egg on it, like but they put the egg in it, that's Eggs Benedict.
Oh, is it? Okay, I didn't know
Yeah,
that's what
yeah.
it was called.
They also do a hard boiled egg on the little stand, but I don't give a
Yeah.
shit about that. So we're
Yeah.
going Eggs Benedict, a bowl of fruit, and a large coffee. Like
They
that's how we're
don't do a
rolling
lot of
it.
coffee. They do more tea
Okay.
than they do coffee.
Yeah.
So.
They do more coffee than you think they do. but for breakfast they will sometimes have coffee instead of tea. So, but this dude's in America, so we're giving him coffee
Coffee.
instead of tea. So,
Even though
but I
he is
really,
British.
yeah, I really like this. It was very, very good. Definitely check this out. And for $4, you get some of the best printing I've ever seen, like quality wise too. So.
Yeah. Here is Immortal Thor number 9. Now, again, I perused through this. This was like a trip and a half. Like the last issue was like Loki like telling his story, but they're going through the story at the same time. This kind of picks up where that leaves off. But what ends up happening is obviously the Enchantress and Executioner are once again pulling their shenanigans with what's the dude with the that's the bull, the Minotaur guy. I forget him, his name. He's usually a Hulk enemy, but apparently he joins up with them. And
I don't know.
they're messing with like the Thor timeline and continuity. Like her
Okay.
ripping the actual like comic book apart is basically what they're doing is they're unraveling like Thor's like actual like origin and all this kind of stuff. Like, and it's really odd. I don't know how to put it. This is like if you smoked a bowl for breakfast instead of actually having breakfast. This is what I feel like you would do is that's actually going to be my thing is, and I'm not promoting usage now unless it is legal.
Okay.
I'm going to say that this is what it like would be like if you do such activities and you're reading a comic book. I feel like that's what they went with this, which is really interesting, but at the same time, I was like, not my thing. Like, I'm not a big fan of it, but I feel like that's what fits for the breakfast theme. Like, is that? But I hope they
Fair.
move past this to on number 10, to kind of get back to normal Thor or normal-esque Thor. I think they're going to keep it going though for another issue or two. We'll see.
Fair enough.
Yeah, like I said, I was th this week in comics has not been my fave.
It's all good. As where I want to talk more Ghost Machine. So, if you guys remember, when the Ghost Machine sampler came out, this was my least favorite part of the Ghost Machine sampler. It actually was pretty good in full story. So, this is weird because it takes place in 2173. Again, this is Geoff Johns, but this time it's with Jason Fabok, Brad Anderson again on colors, Rob Lie on letters. So basically, the world has fucked itself at some point, and they started going to another planet to terror, what the hell is that called? Like when you like they had like it's like a Terrigen engine, like where like for like changes the planet to fit,
Terraforming.
terraform it.
Terraforming.
So
Yep.
yeah, so they do that. But in this world, like whatever you were kind of tied to in the last world, you get these helmets that let you kind of channel those animals. So his is Ravens, and he's called the Rook, and he's like there's they fight giant bears. There's like it's like dystopian universe. He's trying to get off the planet. There's a dude named Swine who was like in the military with him. He can control pigs, some surprise. And it's very gruesomely dark. There's moments of flashback that were kind of neat. The art in this book is just absolutely fantastic. The story was kind of okay. Mostly because like it seems like there's a lot that we're gonna find out later. So it was a really good setup book. The giant bear is also controlled by a guy named Ursa, which, he's got the bear mask. It's all good. But this book was very cool. Not as good as the other ones, but I definitely liked it more as a full story than I did as a mini sampler thing. So I'm giving this a breakfast burrito and with hot sauce, and we're gonna go with iced vanilla coffee. Because that's what you drink in space.
Here we go. This was probably my favorite book, which they did a remastering of The Sandman number 19, which, for those who don't know, is basically the Shakespeare award-winning issue of The Sandman. I love this book. Like I like the remastered, like the remastering of it. It's very, I like how they redid it. Of course, it's a black label now because Vertigo doesn't exist anymore. but I love this story. I love the retelling of it. Not much else to say about it because it's The Sandman number 19, which I know it's been a while, but I'm kind of hoping that season two includes this as one of the episodes. It'd be kind of awesome. Like they did with the like the
Yeah, I was gonna
mini, like they
say.
did with the cat one, Cat Dream, where it's, it's maybe a 15-minute one where it's kind of like, eh, that's pretty cool,
I don't know. I think this might actually work out
as a
to be
full
a
episode.
real full episode. 'Cause like the last series, they did every single issue.
Yeah.
And it
So
was
maybe this is a precursor of what may be done in season two,
Right.
which I'm all for. I love this. I love the version that Gaiman took, incorporating Shakespeare's
Midsummer Night's Dream. Yep.
Midsummer's Night's Dream. I
I was
love
gonna say,
this.
I think that was the title of that storyline, wasn't it?
Yes, there was
Midnight Summer's Dream, or
yes.
yeah, Midsummer.
Midsummer's Night's Dream.
Hold on, I have it here. Just to make sure. This is okay.
Mm.
Midsummer Night's Dream.
Dream,
Yes.
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 So it's a classic story, like 1991 is classic, but hey.
What? Calling me
Oh,
old, sir?
we're both getting up there, man.
I
That's
know.
the way we are. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
But I have to, it's, like I said, I can't sing enough praises. I'm definitely like, I'm buying it, even though I already own it. I'm gonna buy it just to have another
Right.
thing of it. Totally worth it too. I think it's only like
I was gonna
$5. Yeah.
say, I have the deluxe volume 2 right here that I was about, like, I'm gonna start reading here
There you go.
shortly, like probably in the next
Yeah.
couple weeks. I looked on the back and it was like, yeah, it is included in there. Cool. And
Yep.
that's why I was like,
Yeah.
oh, it's Midsummer Night's Dream.
Oh, I will give this, let's see. Give me some eggs with some cheddar sprinkled on top.
Cheddar eggs.
Cheddar eggs, yes.
Chegs, if you will. Can I get
Give me
some
some,
chegs and bacon?
hash browns, and I will do some three or four nicely done bacon.
Right.
Strips of bacon, that, and to drink, I will do tea because Neil Gaiman is English and he probably
There you
has.
go.
There we go. I'm gonna
There you
fit
go.
tea in there
The tea,
somewhere.
we've now reached the tea. Good job. Good job. All right. So we're gonna talk about X-Men 97
Yes.
this episode.
Oh.
And so I am going to say something, and I think it's hilarious. So ever since we did the critique of the comic last week, and I said that why do all the girls look like they have blow up doll mouths? I can't unsee it on the show. And this is what I'm talking about. Look at that face. That is so like blow up doll face, right? Like,
Who,
tell me that's
Mojo's
not
or
blow up doll
hers?
face. Jubilees. Like, look at this. Does that not
Yeah,
look like blow up doll
but
face?
you literally had to pause that to get that exact,
There
because
was
she was
a
talking the
moment.
whole
Hold on.
time.
There was a moment. Let me see if they have a better picture of somebody else in here. Because there was a moment in this episode where like Rogue is talking like at the beginning, and she totally has that mouth, and I'm just like, oh God.
Well,
I'm like,
that
why?
was different because Rogue has given Magneto the hint, which we saw in the
Right,
beginning too,
the hint, right?
which kind of pisses Gambit
Oh
off
yeah.
even
Yeah,
more.
here we go. Look at Rogue's mouth. Look at that. That is, it's blow up doll face. It's awful.
Oh,
Like it's not awful. It's hilarious because
God.
it's making me laugh a lot while like this stuff's like where I'm watching this. I'm like, why do they have blow up doll mouth? Like it's so bad. Like that. Look at that. Look at that.
That's not blow up doll mouth. That's actually her teeth, though.
That's almost blow up doll mouth. Of
But
course they
and I
don't.
have to say, my f I liked that they this was a two-parter. Like that you had two stories in here that was that's definitely blow up doll mouth.
Told you.
kind of getting back to this. Like
Yeah,
actual storyline.
I'm just gonna try to find another one.
Make me laugh through this whole thing. I'm gonna choke.
I think that's it. I think I've cycled through them now.
Okay. But no, it like I love the whole thing of, you know, we're still like establishing, quote, the norm of the X-Men as Magneto being the leader, especially him with the snide comment about when Gambit's like, oh, I'll take a mochaccino, and Magneto's like, well,
Cappuccino,
cappuccino, and he's like, well, I'm the boss, so no. I was like, ooh.
That's like salt in the wound. Oh man. Right? Yeah, that was pretty funny.
I love the arcade. So much X-Men arcade goodness in this was, oh God. I was like, I kind of want to play that now. It's like now I have the urge to go. Anybody have an X-Men, old school X-Men arcade game? Yeah, we'll set it up
Well,
in the
though that
Mills and I'll just play it the Mills.
I'm pretty sure that was actually the Sega game that they were like parts of it. It was a couple different games actually.
Yeah, the Sega game was actually the system that was in her room. Oh, spoiler warning too.
The
Motendo. Which it looked like a Genesis instead of a Nintendo, which is
Right.
so spoiler warning though, since we kind of got off the schneid there. But then we saw the classic, you know, X-Men arcade where you're punching sentinels and using your special ability, the different colors of them, and those were the exact colors of them. So I was like, oh, so good. And that all the
And the
bad
Savage
guys,
Land
the
section.
Savage Land with the
Yeah. Like
oh,
all the
and
dino guys, like, and they're just like
yes.
beating on them. Oh.
And then Magneto doing the arm, Magneto, with the whole
Yeah.
shielding. I was like,
Oh.
best. Like, not saying that the storm part was bad or anything, it was not. But I actually, that was childhood for me right there. I don't know how many thousands of quarters I spent on that arcade game on X-Men. I can't count how many.
I imagine I had probably pumped a good couple $100 in myself.
Yes.
Like, it was a good time. Arcades were a good time. Now
Yes.
you can't do that because everybody's like, oh, I don't want to touch everything that everybody else touched, or
Well, they're making a small comeback. Now they do bars that have arcades in them, or arcades that now serve alcohol, which I'm down with.
Or it's mostly what I've seen is like more pinball
Yes,
and duck pin
pinball.
bowling.
Yeah.
But if you guys are in Pittsburgh, there's a couple places like that that are good. I really recommend Coupe de Ville because it also does some awesome fried chicken. And they have duck pin bowling and a lot of arcade stuff. It's good. Shorty's Tacos have similar stuff, more duck pin bowling than anything else. And then there's a couple other bars and stuff that have arcades in it too that just are a lot of fun. So.
Yeah. But yeah, it's I definitely, you know, I like the fact that we got to see old Jubilee, and it was comic accurate old Jubilee.
See, that part I really didn't pay attention to because I was just like, I don't remember her ever being that old in the comics.
Well,
Like,
they you like they It was a short-lived X-Men. I think it was only one or two issues
I
that
say
she was
because she's
in.
dressed like Penance in
Yeah,
it.
yeah. But that's who Penance was old Jubilee.
Well, no, Penance was a bunch of different characters.
Yeah, but Jubilee was one of them. But I liked how the voice of original Jubilee was her. And
Oh, that's really what that was?
yes, that's who voiced it. And I liked how she passed the torch on to the younger Jubilee. And I was like, okay, I'm cool with that. That was a kind of a cool homage there. I like.
Well, I'm trying to find where she was penance, because Monet was penance in Generation X.
I think this is one of the ones where it's like a future X-Men thing. It's the there's they do X-Men does so much time hopping. It's confusing as hell. But
Right.
for those of us who know, we knew who it was. But I like the Forge and Storm stuff.
Yeah, it's definitely some life death stuff going on in
Yeah.
there.
Pretty much like almost verbatim. Like it was close. Like
Yeah.
I like the adversary. That was
That was
I
cool.
can't wait to see part two. Is it part two's next week? Or
No,
no, it's
I think there's an episode in between and then
then it's gonna
more
be
life
that.
death, yeah. So
So that was cool. I'm kind of down with it. Like I said, we for those who've read The Life and Death, it's that's pretty much like one of those favorite X-Men stories. So I'm glad they're doing it justice. Yeah, that's all I got to say about it. Too much else.
I just had a lot of fun with it. I like the fact that Sunspot and her are now like a couple. I also like that they changed, like when you watch the intro now, like the instead of Jubilee being the one that grabs onto the fence being chased after Sentinels, it's him. So I thought that was cool.
Would you notice Bishop is no longer part of the team by the looks of it now?
Right. He's no longer on in the credits. So I love that the credits are changing to match the episodes. I thought that was cool. Yeah, I'm just
Yeah.
very
I'm very
I
happy
really
that Marvel is doing this the proper way, I
right?
feel,
Like I like it a lot. I'm just not super crazy about it, so like there's still things that I'm like, God damn it, like why is this like this? But yeah, it's all good. It's fun, and that's all that matters to me. It's fun, it's slightly Easter eggy. I'm
And
not.
I have noticed it's already starting to take with the younger generation, because the last week and this week, more younger Gen Zers and Gen Alphas are asking, where are X-Men? And I am totally down with giving a kid an X-Men comic and passing that on to the next generation. And I think that this will, I don't know if it's going to be exactly as iconic as the 90s animated series, but
No.
I think this will help the next generation pass it along. And I'm cool with that.
Yeah. I can agree with that. That's definitely something I can agree with. So, all right. Well, I think we've covered enough stuff for this week. So yeah, we will see everybody next week. Just so you guys know, in 2 weeks, we're gonna do a skip week because I will be out of town and I will not have any access to good internet to do this. So
And what the last week of April, I will not be here, so you'll have
oh,
to do it
so
solo too.
2 weeks, or I'll see if Tim will hop on that last week of April to help out,
We may
but
have one of our other former co-hosts come on and
I
help
should
out.
get like Chip and Ken to come on and be like, we're gonna do a throwback to the original
Original.
lineup. We'll see. I doubt that'll happen, but anyway, yeah, everybody have a great night. And remember, buy comics, support local shops, Doesn't have to be our shop, but support somebody. And remember, if you need help, if you are hurting, if you are in distress, please call the crisis hotline 988, and it will help you. I promise you that.
And
Or you can call me. I will totally come and help you if
if
I
you're
can.
having mental health issues anyway, go see, there's what, the Better Health on that I've seen advertised. I've seen a couple other places that are reaching out. Do that. If you're into religion, go see your local pastor or priest, someone. You know, if you're not comfortable with talking with family, someone's out there to help. You know, just reach out. It's, you know, I know everybody's kind of closed off since we've had COVID, but we're not in COVID anymore. You guys got to reach out. You got to ask for help. And,
You can
you
also
know,
go to jedfoundation.org. It's a free website that will help you out with stuff. But yeah, please talk to someone. If you just, want a fucking high five, just come out to the mills. Like, one of us will give you a high
yeah.
five. Hell yeah, man.
If you want to bull, if you want to BS with us about random stuff that we talk about on the podcast, you know, random pirate facts, all that kind of fun stuff, we are more than willing to bullshit about that kind of stuff.
Oh, also, I again today got another compliment about our show from a listener, and I'm starting to get a little teary-eyed about these because I keep running into people and they keep telling me.
Good,
But
good.
we were going to continue to review comics on a comic podcast because
Yes,
that was part of
yes.
the discussion was how there are a lot of comic podcasts that don't actually talk
Don't
about
do.
comics. They talk about
Don't.
like movies and TV instead.
Yes. We like to do
So
it all. We do a little bit of
little
everything.
bit of everything. Yeah, but
A
you know
little bit of
what?
everything.
Comics are our lifeblood. That's why we are
Yes.
in where we're at. So come and do
H
that. Oh,
h
also
hence
next
our
weekend.
livelihoods.
Yes. Yes. And yeah. Yeah. Oh, real quick before we go, I meant to show you this. I got my Princess Tila.
Oh, was
Very
that
excited.
like what, Walmart or
No, I got
you?
it at the Ohio store, actually.
Oh, we don't have, we're not getting any of those figures.
I don't think Ryan ordered them because he probably was like, I don't want to order any more He-Man because the last stuff didn't move. But he also ordered a lot of the old stuff. Anyway, whatever.
I'll
Like,
go have to
oh,
smack him.
yes, please do. Or be like, you know what? Here's some suggestions out of the previews. Order these. Which I may end up doing more. So, but anyway, you guys have a great night. We will see you next week. Keep reading those comics, and we will see you at
Yep.
the shop.